Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Morning, everyone. It's Thank Goodness It's Folk on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, on the internet, sheffieldlive.org. The show will also be available later as a podcast. We are back after a great summer of festivals. And I'm Sam Angley. I'll be with you for the first hour this morning, and James will be with you for the second hour. In the first hour, I'll be joined by Rachel Newton to talk about her memories of Sidmouth and the Svelte songs that are coming to Sheffield next week. In the second hour, James will be joined by Jess Arrowsmith. I've got lots and lots of great music for you, lots of new music, lots of gigs to tell you about, generally lots coming up. You can contact us via our own Facebook pages, and the show also has its own Facebook page. We will leave everything open whilst the show is on air. As I said, lots and lots coming up for you, so welcome along and keep listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk.
'Tis true, my love's enlisted, and he wears the white cockade. He is a handsome young lad, likewise a roving blade. He is a handsome young lad, just right to serve a king.
Oh, my very
heart is breaking, all for the loss of him. As I went out one morning, as I wandered o'er yon moss, I had no thought of listing till a soldier did me cross. He kindly did invite me to take a flowing bowl.
He advanced
me the money, 2 guineas and a crown. My love is tall and handsome and comely for to see, but by a sad misfortune a soldier now is he. May the man that first enlisted him not prosper night and day.
How I wish that
he may perish all in the foaming spray. And may he never prosper, and may he never thrive, on that he puts his hands to as long as he's alive. May the very ground he treads upon, the grass refuse to bloom, since he has been my,
since he has been my,
since he has been my,
since he has been my
only cause of my sorrow, grief and gloom. She's then pulled out a handkerchief to wipe her flowing tears. Wipe up them mournful tears, likewise them mournful sighs. And be you of good courage till I return again. You and I love,
you and I love,
you and I love,
you and I love,
we'll be married when I return again.
Cool break there from their album from last year. That was the White Cockade. And Cool break will be saying farewell for now on Thursday the 17th of September at St. Andrew's Church. With Live at Sam's and Nether Edge Festival. It's going to be a great, great night. Please come along and support them. It's going to be a great, great night. And it's sad, but it'll be nice to see Cool Break and celebrate them performing their last gig for now. Cool Break there. Now, for the first of our new releases, Martin Simpson has a new album coming out called Some Kind of Jubilee. It's mainly new songs by Martin, but some that he's recorded before as well. Some new versions of songs that he's recorded before. And this is the third single from the album, and this one is Ruby Bridges, Martin Simpson.
School, I do, Ruby, I do. When you walk through that door, well, you broke every rule. Oh, little Ruby Bridges, I seen the pictures, Ruby, and there you are. Oh, Ruby, there you are, a perfect little float in a savage Mardi Gras. Have cried, oh Ruby, how she must have cried when you walked to the door with those marshals by your side. Oh Ruby Bridges, every day you walk with the marshals by your side. Oh Ruby, every single day they say you march like a soldier, never whimpered, never cried. Thank you.
Owner Five there with a Scottish dialect version of the Richard Thompson song the poor Ditchin Boy, and Iona is on a double bill a little UK tour at the moment with the great electro folk supergroup Bird Fox, which features some names that are familiar to us, Sarah Hayes, Jenny Sturgeon, and Inga Thompson, along with Charlotte Printer. That should be, they are all appearing at the Live Room at Saltaire on Sunday, the 6th of September. I'm gonna go along to that myself. Looking forward to seeing Iona. It's always a treat to see Iona, and the rest of the guys too. And so that should be a great night. Iona Five there. Now, lots of you will know of Paul Reed. He was a great singer of English traditional music in sessions all around. He lived in Canada for a lot of his life, and passed away about a year ago now. As he knew his life was coming to an end, he got together with loads of friends and made an album to capture his singing. Started recording in Sheffield with Tom Wright and finished it off in Canada. It features lots of friends, including Jess Arrowsmith, Doug Ewinson, and Sarah Matthews, and also his son Stefan. From the album, this is Round the Bay in Mexico.
All around the Bay of Mexico, way up Louisiana, Mexico is a place that I belong in. Round the Bay of Mexico, when I was young and in my prime. Way up Louisiana, pretty girls came around in line. Round the Bay of Mexico, all around the Bay of Mexico. Way up Louisiana, Mexico is the place that I belong in. Round the Bay of Mexico, them Nassau girls don't wear no comb. Way up Louisiana, comb the hair with a kipper back a bone. Round the Bay of Mexico, all around the Bay of Mexico. Way up Louisiana, Mexico is the place that I belong in. Round the Bay of Mexico, why do them yellow girls love me so? Way up Louisiana, 'cause I don't tell them all I know. Round the Bay of Mexico, all around the Bay of Mexico. Way up Louisiana, Mexico is the place that I belong in. Round the Bay of Mexico, well now I'm old and I'm going grey. Way up Louisiana, pretty girls walk the other way. Round the Bay of Mexico, all around the Bay of Mexico. Way up Louisiana, Mexico is the place that I belong in. Round the Bay of Mexico, yeah, Mexico is the place that I belong in. Round the Bay of Mexico.
Paul Reed and friends there with Round the Bay in Mexico. I first got to know of Paul and met Paul through Kirsty Bromley, and one of the songs on the album is the title track of on Paul's album is actually the title track of Kirsty's album Time Ashore. So it's Kirsty with a song she learnt from Paul. I think this is Time Ashore.
Standing on the dark side wall, sailing on the evening tide, waiting for the skipper's call. Time ashore, bright hours ashore, time ashore is over, and I'll be waiting as he goes, sailing on the evening tide, tear-filled eyes, two kids in tow. Time ashore, bright hours ashore, time ashore is over, and I'll think of him when he's Iceland. Be true, not gather round. Time ashore, bright hours ashore, time ashore is over. And how long is it since he was mine, sailing on the evening tide, for more than 3 days of him when the nets go out, sailing on the evening tide. My heart is sure, but my head's in doubt. Time ashore, bright hours ashore, time ashore. He's trapped on the northern sea, sailing on the evening tide. It's 10,000 miles of uncertainty, and time ashore, bright hours ashore, time ashore. Following that cursed troll, and time ashore, bright hours ashore, time ashore is over, and standing on the dark side wall, sailing on. the skipper finally made his call. And time ashore, bright hours ashore, time ashore is over.
Father has bestowed on them fire.
That's McDariate there with his new single from his new album. The album is called Mudlark Ballads, and that was Alexander. Great stuff from McDariate there. McDara will be in Sheffield on the 2nd of December, quite far away yet, but he'll be at the Samuel Worth Chapel on the 2nd of December. Staying in Ireland from one of the new generation of Irish folk singers to an absolute legend and someone we are delighted to call a friend. Andy Irvine has a new album out, which also comes out today. Both albums the album I've just played and Andy's album both come out today. And Andy is paying homage to one of his great heroes, Woody Guthrie, with eleven Woody Guthrie songs, and the last track, a new version of Never Tire of the Road. Andy's joined by some great musicians on the album: John Doyle, Michael McGoldrick, Nicola Paroff, all the musicians we would expect him to be collaborating with. The album is called The Songs of Woody Guthrie, and from it, this is Waiting at the Gate.
The miners' kids and wives has been a blast in number five, and the families I hear weeping at the gate. The inspector years ago said number five's a deadly hole, and the miners there will one day meet their fate. Waiting at the gate, we are waiting at the gate. Smoke and fire does boil and roll from that dark and deadly hole, while the miners' kids and wives wait at the gate. The inspector told the boss it was more than a year ago. You're risking those men's lives in number five, for that hole is in a mess. It's full of deadly fumes and gas, and the miners one day won't come out alive. Smoke and fire does boil and roll from that dark and deadly hole, while the miners' kids and wives wait at the gate. Well, the men in the number five, they kissed their wives and kids goodbye, and they started through the early morning rain for to earn their daily bread. Now they're numbered with the dead, and the greedy owner, he must bear the blame. Waiting at the gate, we are waiting at the gate. Smoke and fire does boil and roll from that dark and deadly hole, while the miners' kids and wives wait at the gate. Well, I tried to get a look at a face I ought to know, as the men were carried out, wrapped up in sheets. Well, the town is filled with dread, there's 111 dead, and the families I hear weeping in the street. Waiting at the gate, we are waiting at the gate. Smoke and fire does boil and roll from that dark and deadly hole, while the miners' kids and wives wait at the gate. The explosion struck on Wednesday, and I stood by the gates till Sunday, and I carried my daddy out with the other men. In the pocket of his coat I found a letter that he wrote. It said, never go down in a dangerous mine again. Waiting at the gate, we are waiting at the gate. Smoke and fire does boil and roll from that dark and deadly hole, while the miners' kids and wives wait at the gate. Waiting at the gate.
Hello, everybody. This is Andy Irvin here, and you're listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Thank you very much indeed, Andy. Of course, you are listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk, and that is from Andy Irvin's new album, The Songs of Woody Guthrie. That was Waiting at the Gate. Andy will be on tour towards the end of September with the great Swedish band Quilty, and they'll arrive in Sheffield on the 30th of September at the Greystones. Fortunately, I couldn't book them this year, but we'll see what I can do for next year or the year after. But yeah, that should be a great night. Andy Irvin and Quilty at the Greystones on the 30th of September. My special guest for the first half is Rachel Newton. We caught up with each other at Sidmouth Festival, and she tells us about the new Spell Songs album, their appearance at the Octagon Centre this coming Monday, the 7th of September. From the album to start the interview, this is When Bells Lie Still.
Down where the river meets the sea, bells fall still without their ringers. The sunbird shines in memory, and it's not enough to love the song. In the olive tree, there's a turtle dove. Bells fall still without their ringers. Crying for his own true love. And it's not enough to love the song. In the unknown square where the fountains rust. Bells fall still without their ringers. Sparrows bathe in the mortar dust. And it's not enough to love the song if you forget the singers. No, it's not enough. Cuckoo steals another bird's nest. Bells fall still without their ringers. Bones and feathers for the rest. And it's not enough to love the song. All of the little starlings pray. Bells fall still without their ringers. Down where the children used to play. And it's not enough to love the song. Under the ever-burning sky. Bells fall still without their ringers. A heron drone for a lullaby. And it's not enough to love the song. It's not enough. Hawks are they. The sleeping town.
Bells fall still without their ringers.
Cuts the little songbirds down.
And it's not enough to love the song if you forget the singers. No, it's not enough.
Nightingale on a minaret. Lost her home among the rubble. She can't go home and she can't forget. it's not enough to love the song if you forget the singers. No, it's not enough to love the song if you forsake the singers. No, it's not enough.
One of the great things about being at Sidmouth Festival is that a lot of artists are here for a couple of days, and you get an opportunity to sit down and chat, and it's great to be here with Rachel Noon. How are you, Rachel?
I'm good, thanks, Sam.
You've been here for a couple of days, and it's Thursday now, so you played a solo gig last night. Kenaway, how did that go?
Yeah, good? It was lovely. Yeah, really nice. I was introduced by a very lovely MC.
Well, thank you very much. And yes, and now you've just done your penultimate gig with the Furrow Collective.
Yeah. So we've got one show left at Saltburn Folk Festival next. So yeah, this was my second last gig with them. Which yeah, it's quite a thought, really. It's kind of, I think we've been in denial until now, but
yes. Yeah. You've not been to them for a little while, but the first time you came was 1999.
That's right, yeah. I was just a very young thing, and yeah, we came with a group. My mum used to run this thing called the Faish in Edinburgh, which was it's a Gaelic word for festival, and it's kind of like a summer school type thing, or a Saturday school of music. And we came. We had a band, Faish band, of youngsters, and we came here. And it's weird. I've been here many, many times since then, but I keep my memories of that seem stronger than the other ones for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, probably because it was your first time, and maybe because you were like, as a younger, you're taking it all in.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you were saying that it doesn't. Memories come back and it doesn't change. Well, it has changed a bit, but it's still, when you come back, you're still getting those memories back.
Yeah, it's really nostalgic coming back. Yeah,
brilliant. Well, one of the reasons the main reason why I wanted to talk to you today is that you're going to be in Sheffield soon with the Spelling Songs.
Yes.
And I've been waiting to talk to someone about the Spell Songs for a while. I think I spoke to Chris when the project was in its infancy, but I haven't spoken to anyone for a long time. So tell us first how it came about and where it's taken everyone since.
It's grown arms and legs in unexpected ways. There was a group of us musicians, songwriters. We were commissioned to write songs based on the book The Lost Words by Robert McFarlane and Jackie Morris. And yeah, we were just blown away by this opportunity to write music based on this such a gorgeous book. And yeah, they wrote another book called The Lost Spells, and then we made another album based on that. And now they've just released the highly successful Book of Birds, which is just a stunning, it's gorgeous. It's quite different from the first two, and yeah, we've got together again, the musicians, and made another album. So we're touring it in September.
Yeah. So this is about making people aware of words that's been taken out of the English dictionary.
Yeah, it was the Children's Dictionary, the first book, part of I think the motivation behind it was that fact that, you know, there were these words such as acorn, bramble, all words, you know, to do with nature, were kind of in danger of becoming lost, I suppose, from the consciousness and actually taken out of this dictionary. So, and replaced with things like hashtag and things like that. That idea of, you know, if we speak these words and we know them and we sort of conjure them back to life, that awareness is so important.
And it's got a lot to do with lots of the songs have they're all to do with nature, but like birds, aren't they? And because like, one of yours is swift, and
There's already been quite a few bird-related songs. I think that the difference with this new album, it's more based in more around the structure of there are these in the book there are these seven wonders, flight. I'm not doing it in the right order, but egg, beak, feather, flight, things like that, migration, and we've kind of based the sort of structure of the album around these seven wonders, rather than, you know, a song about a certain bird and another song about another bird. It's a little bit more abstract this time, which is quite exciting.
Good. So did you do it the way that you've done before? You all got together to write the songs together?
We got together in Wales this time, in a beautiful space. Not that far from where Jackie Morris lives, so we actually got to visit her studio, which was really, really special. And we went on a fantastic boat trip to see some birds, and yeah, just was really, really, really special time. And that's where the album came about.
Great, Sylvan. We should say that Jackie, for anyone who's not seen the tour. Jackie comes on tour with you, doesn't she?
She does, indeed,
And does some rather magical things while you're singing, doesn't she?
Yes, yeah. Jackie's there with us on stage the whole time and painting away. And, yeah, she's just incredible. And it's really, really special. You know, her live painting is projected on the screen behind. Yeah, it's just an amazing thing to get to play while she conjures up these incredible paintings.
And let's just say that because this is your second visit to Sheffield.
Yes.
And I happen to know that she even paints during rehearsal. and you got given a special present, didn't you?
Yes. At the rehearsal for the last Sheffield show. She painted an otter, two otters, and she gave it to my partner Grant, who's working behind the scenes at the show, for our daughter's bedroom. So that was very special and unexpected. We're delighted with that.
Yes, wonderful. Well, so you're coming back to Sheffield on the 7th of September. So I think it'll be next week as this show goes out. Looking forward to coming back to Sheffield again.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. We had such a special gig there last year. You know, one of the songs from the first album, Heartwood, is particularly. Oh, yes. I mean, you'll know. I think you know all about the
yes,
the Sheffield situation, the Sheffield with the trees.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. It's kind of dedicated to that campaign, it's quite special to. It was really special to do that song there, and there was a lot of people there that were involved in that.
Yeah. So you've got all the normal gang back: yourself, Julie Fowlis, Chris Reaver, Jim Molyneux, Corinne Powart, Second Cater. And we're going to hear
Beth Porter.
Thank you for that. there's so many of you.
I know. Yeah. It's hard to keep track.
It is. We're going to hear a track now to finish off the interview. This is one called A Life Begun that you're going to sing. What's this one about?
When we were down in Wales, looking at the book and about the word and looking at the words and things and seeking inspiration, there was a particular sort of passage that Robert had written in the kind of, you know, I mentioned the seven wonders, so in the egg kind of section, that talked about, you know, the sort of the birth of, you know, a bird and hatching from the egg, and this idea of this beautiful, you know, Jackie's painted these incredible egg paintings in the book, you know, these beautiful kind of structures, and how they kind of have to be broken in order for the life to begin, and I from my own experience, I you know, this was kind of the first album that I'd made since having my daughter. Kind of developed a rare bone disease called pregnancy-associated osteoporosis. And this kind of idea really resonated with me. So I took the lyrics from Robert's words and put them together into a song, and that's the life begun.
The gig in Sheffield is Monday the 7th of September at the Octagon. And people can get the tickets through the Sheffield University website and Gigantic. Well, thanks very much for having a little chat with us, Rachel.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to see you at Sidmouth, and have a great gig on the 7th. Can't wait to see you.
Thank you. See you there.
In Bard of fragile casket forms. Coloured in abstract and wild calligraphy, holds its breath until you're born, and there's a strength in its fragility. Through shall you hear your mother's cry among the muffled murmurs of your kind, still to learn your path through sky, the how of flight, migration's why yet to find. And in that final selfless act, a weakened shell shattered, abandoned home, protection cracked, destroyed as though it never mattered. Liquid turned bone, turned feather, turned fly, death of a moon, dawn of a sun. It ends your journey from dark to light, an artwork broken, your life begun.
Rachel Newton, as part of these Spell Songs there, that was A Life Begun from the new album on Thin Air, and the Spell Songs will be at the Octagon Centre in Sheffield next Monday. You can get next Monday the 7th. You can get tickets through the Sheffield University website and through Gigantic. Great stuff. The Spell Songs there. Now, a legendary duo is going back on tour this week. For the first time in 18 years, I believe. That's Bob Fox and Stu Luckley. And they'll be at the Beehive Folk Club tonight. That's sold out, but you can see them in November at Penistone, all sorts of venues as well. You can see them in Bury, you can see them in all over the country. Catch them if you can. Here they are from their album from 18 years ago, 30 years on, reflecting their two legendary albums, Notes Will Good Or Pass and Wish We Never Had Parted, recording them 30 years on, and this is the Row Between the Cages.
Went to work, the sight was most exciting. I heard a noise, I looked around, and who do you think was fighting? I stood amazed and at them gazed to see them in such a rages. I'd never seen a row like that between the Brockwell cages.
The old kid says, come out of the gates, because it's my intention to let you see whether you or me is the best invention. The new and being raised took off his collars, and at it they went dabbing. The blood was running down the skates and past the women's cabin. The old kid says, let's have me clears, the vote that do good fillet me. But if I'd been as young as thou, I'm certain I could pay thee. The patent knocked his ankle off, and they both had cutting faces. The shifters were up 3 foot to ride, and they both went to their places. Now when gunning up and down the shaft, the patent kids did threaten for to tap the old one for life if they stopped at meeting. The old kid bawled out as he passed, you nasty dirty patent, rub your eyes against the skates, for I think you've hardly wakened. Well, the patent to the old kid says, although I be a stranger, I can work me work as well as thou and free the men from danger. For if the rope should break with me old skinny jars, just watch us, you'll see us clag onto the skates, for I'm full of springs and catches. The old kid to the patent says, I wouldn't you think you're clever, because the polished here were paint, but you'll not last forever. The paint on you it'll wear away, then you've lost your beauty. They never painted me at all, and still I've done me duty. Now the brakesman brought them both to bank, the mischief for to settle. The fout from 5 o'clock to lout, and the patent won the battle. Now it took the brakesman half a shift to clag them up with plasters, and the old kid sent his notice in, but just to vex the masters.
Bob Fox and Stu Lucky there with The Row Between the Cages, that they will be on tour throughout the autumn. Lots of chances to catch them around the country. Now, to finish off the first hour, I've got a new album by two of England's great fiddle players of their generation, Sam Sweeney and Grace Smith. The album's called Morning of May, and I'll leave you with a couple of tunes that are called Robin Hood, and Sam and Grace will be in Sheffield at St Andrew's Church on the 16th of October. We're really looking forward to that. You can get tickets through the Live at Sam's website. I'll leave you with this, and I'll leave you in the capable hands of James for the second half. And he's joined by Jess Harrismith. Look after one another, folks. I'll see you next week.